a special podcast from iKings Media. For more information, go to themediamessenger.com.
Thanks to Lindy that released the group. Thanks to the members of my core group that trust me with releasing a word. I want to talk about favor, and I want to release a vine dresser word. But I have to tell you that, wow, if God gave out keys of favor, there are already so many here that are just so walking in the favor. The mother hearts, has the key of favor. The artist who paints from the Father's heart. Like a key. The ones that are taking a nation, Colombia, and another one, the mother heart of God. Business, finance. Where's David? 10 minutes with the Father's heart release could do what a year of seminary could do. The keys of favor, they're all out on you. Like Dave says, are you nervous? I said, yeah, I am, because I'm speaking to my peers who are already leaders, the Joshuas. The arts, taking the mountain of the arts. The wisdom, the discipler of nations. Much loved businessmen who can play a mean violin. Wow, what an honor it is. The keys of favor. So this has been on my heart for a long time, mainly because that man back there is always releasing the favor of God. There's certain things that God has just blessed us with favor. But I was really asking the Holy Spirit, help me out with this. What are the keys to favor? And this is the deal. I just want to read a scripture. It's nothing we can earn. From Psalm 75, verses 6 through 7, this is about favor. This I know, the favor that brings promotion and power doesn't come from anywhere on earth. For no one exalts a person but God, the true judge of all. He alone determines where favor rests. He anoints one for greatness and brings another down to his knees. And I don't know about you, but that really excites me because I'm like performance-based, former professional golfer, doing grand, you know, everything I had to do was stress, perform. But God says he's the one who gives favor. So I was asking the Holy Spirit about this. You know, God, okay, you give me favor, but what are the keys? And he said, God. I said, no, I know God's the one. I know, Holy Spirit. And he said, God. Finally, the third time, I realized it was an acronym. I love acronyms because they keep me going. God, get your pen out. God, the first is G. What does that stand for? Now, God. Once again, we're not earning them. We're not earning them. This is just a setup, okay? Setup. Gratitude. Gratitude is like the doorway to grace, to favor. Gratitude. When you're thankful, no matter if life's having a rough day. You know, it's funny. This past Wednesday, or maybe it was Tuesday, we had a long day. Dave had a long day, and I was with him. And and it was like I had like a migraine headache. You know what I'm saying? And we were in BJ's Wholesale, like Costco, and so we're walking down. I'm like being poopy. You know, I don't know, I had her, some, he even bought me some Excedrin and got me grape juice right there. And I was like leaning into where the stuff is, and I was just kind of like starting to complain. And then I heard the Holy Spirit said, he always closes his throat on me. What are you talking on to start out favor? I said, gratitude. I'm so thankful. And then God said, turn around and look at your husband. Wow. He cooks, he's a chef, and he's going and shopping to get the groceries. I just walk along and once in a while say, I want something. Oh God, I'm so thankful. And you know, I gotta tell you, halfway through my headache, really bad headache, migraine, it went away.
Wow.
Gratitude, no matter what. what's going on is so huge, y'all. Do you understand
good
what I'm
word.
Saying?
Yeah.
It's huge. Oh, what's up? Obedience. Obedience is the key that opens the door. No strive now. Obedience, though, is like this. I had a Sunday school teacher in my single years, and she always said, nothing tastes better the next morning than obedience to God. That just stuck with me. I mean, I was a teacher. But do you think obedience matters?
Yes.
In Romans chapter 5, the obedience of one man made many righteous. Do you think obedience matters in regards to other people?
Yes.
Job chapter 2, 22, the last verse says, by the purity of your hands, your brother will be delivered. So by your obedience, you can actually deliver a friend, deliver a family member by your obedience.
Yes.
And you know, if you think about it, I love the Danny Silk version of parenthood, like his kid didn't want to hurt his heart, and so we wanted to obey him or tell him what's going on. That's the way I look at it. I don't want to hurt my father's heart, so I want to obey. Even if there are times when it sucks, but I want to obey.
Yeah.
Embrace the suck, Teresa. Then there is D. I'm really pumped out about D because I'm in a room full of D. Disciples.
Yeah.
Lovers of his word. I like to call disciples revivalists.
Yeah.
And I'm really nervous about this because, you know, the Lord speaks to me in the words of the vine dresser. And 2 years ago, before I even was in school, mind you, we had a pastor, and he had these t-shirts. He says, I am his revivalist. I am his revivalist. I'm like, revivalist, I like that word. But Lord, what is it? And I'm living with a revivalist, never mind you, but I wanted to hear from God what a revivalist was. Because he could tell me, but I wanted to hear from God. And how God speaks to me is through the vine dresser. And this is so real to me because it's like this. You know, it says in John 15, one of my favorite chapters, Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. But you know who is the vine dresser? It's the Father. And so the vine dresser goes up and down the rows caring for us. He may see a vine that's growing too much and it's growing wild, so he prunes it. Ouch. But it's for our own good. Then he might see a vine that is, not a vine, branch. Jesus is the vine. He might see a branch that's fallen off and gotten down in the mud and it's been stamped on and it's rained. And the vine dresser goes up and down the rows, sees that vine, picks it up, washes it off, and then sets it back on the trellis, facing the sun. So that's the vine dresser. And I have a word that I'd like to impart into you. And it's called, I am his revivalist. Because I believe, as Lindy always says, this is the class. This is going to start revival. We already are revival because I see it in every one of you. The gifts that you have. So, would you listen to the vine dresser? This is the vine dresser talking to you. You are my revivalist child. I've given you deep revelation for fruitful activation to make you my kingdom messengers, impacting thousands, generation upon generation. I have touched your life with extraordinary favor and solutions for someone else's pain point. Yes, the desire for the manifestation of your destiny is for me. Because you have learned to wait and pray patiently in the war room, my vineyard, you find out what you really long for, intimacy with me. Gentleness now resides with you. You have learned that nothing can satisfy the last aching abyss of your human heart like the love you find with me in the vineyard. Your idea of fun is drive-by blessings and walk-by healings. You choose peace instead of strife. Instead of offense, you choose forgiveness. Because you have learned to walk in favor in the realm of my kingdom, I have endued you with power to live victoriously in every area of your life. That's good news. So what does that mean? That means you are the breakthrough. You're the shift for favor. You carry the glory story. You are connection because you are connected to the vine. You are salt to a world that is lost. I got to go back. There's one more line to that. You are connection. Listen to this one. This is my favorite line. I can't believe I almost remembered it. You are revival. Listen to this. You are revival because revival has ripped through your heart, destroying the pain, plan, trauma, drama of the evil one.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah. You got that one in? Thank you. I told you I was nervous. You are revival. Who said, we'll say it again. You are revival. Yeah, because the revival is blown through your heart, disrupting, blowing it apart, the chaotic plan of pain, trauma, drama of the evil one. You're revival because of the abiding presence of Jesus in you. You're the much needed salt to a world that's lost its appetite and hope for a loving meal at my table. You are light to a world that thinks darkness is normal and struggles with enmity and conflict. Now listen, child, this is not about striving, but abiding. My presence in you gives you the power to destroy any conflict you have, whether in your mind or in reality. You are my revivalist child, singing the praises of God, walking in the favor of man. You are my revival. You are my hands of healing, hope, salvation, deliverance, community, family, revival. So say it, child. I am His revivalist. It really is who you are in the vine, no striving, simply abiding. Love the vine dresser. Yeah. There's a word for church called ecclesia. This means called out ones, which I think is revivalist. And I believe that God is raising up each one of you for a purpose with favor, to go forward in your manifestation of your destiny. And we have to do it together. I love the idea of family in that destiny is found in community. I really love that because I used to think I had to strive and to be the best. I have to work harder than the rest of my golf moto. So we all have a destiny. We all have dreams. I believe God has just dropped so many keys out. I was going to buy a bunch of keys and pass them out. But these are the keys. I love these skeleton keys. Just think of that. Gratitude, obedience, disciple, a revivalist. He's given you the key. Yeah. He's given you the power. He's given you the grace, and he's given you the favor to walk. And you can say, I am a revivalist. Yes. Yes. Yes.